A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see you on this now, the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. In our Gospel today, we see the very dramatic call of Simon, whose name would be soon changed to Peter, and his brothers, and the brothers James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Our Lord is there on the Lake Gennesaret is also the Sea of Galilee. It's the same, it's called different things, but it's the same lake. And there he is, he's preaching the gospel, and he calls Simon. But the part that I want us to focus in on, the part that I really want us to grasp onto, is the progression of Peter, or Simon's, realization of who the Lord is in his life. At the very beginning, when Simon first had our Lord get into the boat and he began to preach, Simon Peter called him Master. He called him Master. It's a term that would be applied to people who were like religious leaders or rabbis. It was a very common term to call somebody like him a master, right? You could substitute the word rabbi in there as well, right? Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. So at first, Simon Peter recognizes in this Jesus of Nazareth a religious figure who might be worth listening to. First stage. But after Simon Peter witnesses this great miracle and he catches all these fish, such a great number of fish that he was astonished. It says here that Simon Peter told Jesus, he said to him, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." First, he called our Lord, or he called Jesus Master. But then once he recognized who Jesus was, or at least recognized in him something supernatural, he calls him Lord. And then, as we know, as the gospel tells us, he left his nets and he began a 3-year-long journey of discipleship with our Lord. I think sometimes we like to think that whenever these apostles left their nets and followed him, or like in Matthew's case, left his tax post and went and followed our Lord, that they just kind of put on like the Superman cape and just became supermen, these super apostles, and were just great and everything went well. It is not the case. Sure, Simon Peter had his good moments during his discipleship with our Lord, right? After all, it was Simon Peter who recognized that Jesus was the Son of God, right? And Jesus affirms in him that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, right? A tremendous moment for Peter. But it wasn't long after that that Jesus would eventually call him Satan. "Get behind me, you are thinking as men do, but not as God," right? And then later on, unfortunately, Simon Peter would be the one who denied Jesus 3 times. denied that he even knew him three times when our Lord needed him the most. So, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to paint the picture for you? Well, it's simple. Discipleship is a process. It's a process of steady growth with our Lord. Our Lord does not like to do things quickly. I don't know if you ever noticed this in the scriptures. It's very rare that our Lord does anything quickly when it comes to us. Everything happens over a long period of time, slowly growing in love. Right? He likes to work slow in our lives to help build us up so that we can grow strong, to let our roots seep deep into his sacred heart. It's very rare, if really ever, our Lord does anything instantly overnight. And certainly our Lord Jesus does not do that with his own apostles or his disciples, and it shouldn't surprise us that he doesn't do that with us. Instead, our Lord likes to work in small steps consistently over a long period of time. So the question that I have for myself, that I have for you this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, is simply, how's the process going for you? How's the process going for you? In other words, last year at this time, let's say February of 2018, now fast forward to 2019, how has the process gone for you? Can you honestly say that you are closer in discipleship, that you are closer to our Lord, that you love him more and are more open to his Holy Spirit moving in your life than you were a year ago? It's a tough question, but it's one that I think is worth developing and is worth exploring. Because our Lord is looking for a deep relationship. He's looking for steady growth. Now, we don't have to, you know, fly off into the clouds tomorrow, but we do have to be growing. So today at this Mass, as we continue our worship, and perhaps maybe even later on today and throughout the course of your week, it might be a good exercise to do, to look down at yourself, to look deep inside, and try your best to kind of recollect where you've been over the last year, and to see in what ways you've grown, and perhaps in what ways you need to grow, and to recommit yourself to a steady growth in our Lord's heart. Because if we are thinking, if we're hoping or counting on the Lord to like throw a lightning bolt of holiness down and just like zap us and turn us into these super saints overnight, you will be sadly disappointed, because it is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen to Simon Peter. Didn't happen to any of the apostles. It's not going to happen for you either. But what our Lord will do is he will, in his own good time and in his own good way, provide for you all of the grace necessary to grow consistently over a long period of time to become the saint that the Lord is calling you to be. He's calling you to do great work. He's calling you to do tremendous and extraordinary things. Doesn't matter how old or young you are, he still has extraordinary things left for you to do. For our part, all we have to do is be ready when it happens and prepare for it by a life lived consistently in our Lord's grace. Today at this Mass, let's make that our commitment. Today, let us make it our commitment that we aren't going to demand things from God, but instead, we're going to simply sit back and in quiet and in peace, receive from the Lord all the grace he wants to give us at his own good time and his own good way. Amen.